Yeah, that's better. That's me done now for the day. Nice cup of tea and a biscuit. Yeah, can't beat a good biscuit, can you? I've just been looking through some old photos of me when I were a child. I lived mostly with my gran when I were a child. Well, for the first few years of my life, anyway. She were a right one, my gran. Never went out about head scarf and always gossiped about them that did. Phew, woe betide you if you went out about head scarf. You were a loose woman at night. You were up to no good. She were a oneer. They loved a good gossip, women, then. But life were good when you were a child. You'd go out and play all yonder. And you could stay out all day, and the only time you come in were for some to eat at tea time. You might pop home for a jam butty and then off again. We're black as face a spade sometimes when we go home, backside missing from us trousers. But it were bath and bed, that were it, were to tire for aught else. It were like one big adventure for me as a child. Shops were an adventure as well then. I don't know if you remember if you grew up in North, but you couldn't have like supermarkets like you do now. If you wanted your meat, you'd go butchers, and your bread, you'd go confectioners. Hardware, you'd go to the hardware shop and so on. And there were a little store near us, I can't remember the name of it now, but you'd get your custard powder and your oxos from there. Everything had its place. Like children, seen and not heard, that's what we were. You wouldn't talk until you were spoken to. That were hard for me, I were a right little chatterbox. I'd get up first thing in the morning, because I knew milkman were coming and I love stirry milk. So I'd bring it in off step, I could guzzle a full bottle of that in the morning, even before I got me porridge. Do you remember stirry milk? It were in a tall glass bottle with a big long neck. Oh, it were good. And me gran would be there watching me and she'd say, "Hey, no bother, love, you guzzle it down, it'll put calcium in your bones. It'll do you no harm." And it didn't. She weren't wrong. I love stirry milk. And I used to love going round shops as well. They were a right adventure shops. Once, when we went in bread shop, I remember we'd just joined queue and this loud voice come right from front. We didn't know where it was coming from at first. And this bellowing deep voice were there, it were a gate. "Edie, hey, Edie, Edie, can you hear me?" Well, my gran's head spun round like the exorcist. She had no idea where the noise were coming from. Her head were looking right, then left, then down the middle, but we couldn't see for folk in front. And then she figured it out. There he were at front, fella behind the counter. I can't remember his name, Walter, I think it were. He were there waving his arms in there, waving them. I couldn't see, my legs were too small as a child. I only had little legs. But I know he were waving his arm because my grandma told me. She went, "Look at him, daft bugger, waving his arms about over there, making himself look a fool." Anyway, when he got her attention, he went, "Hey, Edie, Edie. Has this in Elsie at number 8? She's in here every morning like clockwork. Regular as I've got a road through me and I have one every morning," he says. So she looks at him and she says, "Nay, I've not seen her. Do you want me to give her a knock when I get one?" "Aye," he says. "Something's amiss. I can feel it in me wather." And that were that. She'd no intention of giving her a knock. If truth be known, she hated Elsie, couldn't stand the woman, wouldn't have bothered her if she weren't lying face down on the floor. But she just wanted a good gossip, me gran. See, thing were about going shop. You'd meet people you knew so you could spend all day of it. But there were one thing I didn't like. To get there, we had past May's house. Ooh, May were a scary woman. Now, she never did out to me. And she weren't particularly nasty. She could have been a lovely woman for all I knew. But she had no nose. Yep, you heard me right. No nose. where a nose should have been she had her 8 big hole. Well, it were covered with a piece of skin that moved backwards and forwards. Every time she tried to speak, it moved. Well, it used to skirt living daylights out of me, that did. But fear of God up me. Turns out she had some sort of cancer, but my gran told me at the time it was because she'd sniffed too many flowers and something had gone up her nose and ate it. Well, dandelions from field at back of us had already become history for me making dandelion chains. And now lovely flowers were becoming a bit of a problem. I'd never knew nout about these insects, but it seems May had had a right rough time of it. Anyway, this particular day we were walking to shops. Just as we passed May's house, what happened? She comes out at door. I could tell you she did that a purpose. Every time we got to the door, she come out. I think she used weight behind it for somebody to walk past so she could have a conversation. She must have been lonely though. Nobody talked with her. She looked a bit of a sight, to tell you the truth. Poor woman. Anyway, there she were. So my gran gives me a glance and she says to me, "Now don't you be going showing me up stirring and all that." Woman can't help it, it's not her fault. She tugged on me hand, and that were it, she kept hold of it as well. Well, I just wanted to get to the shops, but you know what women are like for gossiping, adults anyway. So they started putting world to rights. Who's it up the road who'd had a bit with her husband, and oh, what she were doing down at number 20. And all gossip from round corner, they were at it for ages, seemed like hours. So I thought to myself, I'll act just something, I'll make a game up. Well, I were only little, I had to keep myself occupied. So I decided to count how many times that skin moved on May's nose. So I started, I got in one position and I got myself fixated. And I were counting there, as it went in and as it went out. Anyway, if I remember rightly, I probably got up to about 132 and then I were quickly jolted out of my daydream. When my nan, she says to me, "Well, come on now, love. We'll be going o'er yonder to the shops. Let's set her heart a-may now." And off we went. Normal as anything. She had hold of me hand. We walked like normal up the road and round corner. As soon as we get round corner. If I thought adults were strange, well, she confirmed it that day. Because whack, right round me ear hole. It were bloody glowing like a Belisha beacon, it were. What have I told you for stirring? What's up with it? Has they not got a brain in the head? Well, I didn't know what I'd done. "Showing me up," she says, and she starts dragging me up towards shops. Well, my little legs were going hell for leather. Anyway, it all calmed down after a bit. Gee, they were funny adults. But you know, we're always back for watch with mother.